Well, hello and welcome to Moose Podcast 94. Two things. First, I want to thank all, /all, underline, emphasize, italicize, bold, all you incredible folks who came out last week at Oshkosh Air Adventure to say hello. Seriously, I was not expecting that. I was overwhelmed and it just went right to our hearts. So I want to thank all of you. It made it an incredibly special week, thanks to you guys. So really, can't thank you doesn't do it. So that's the best I can say is thanks. Also want to thank my good friends at B&H Photo Video. Make it possible for me to bring you the podcast. So I'm going to dig right into it. In fact, I was getting ready to stand up to do this podcast. I'm so charged up on this topic, but soundproofing didn't work so well. So I'm trying to stay calm as I sit down. Let's get right into it. Free. It's not a business plan. So there I was at Osh, having a good time. And I was talking with a plane owner. And he wanted air-to-air photographs. He asked quite a while ago what my rate was. Long before Oshkosh, I gave my day rate. More than he wanted to spend. And I understand that. Okay, that. You know, as soon as I have to travel from the house, expenses mount. There's just no ifs and buts about it. He found a local guy who said he would do it free just for the experience and the exposure. The pilot said, hey, here's Moose's rate and here's free. He went with free. He couldn't have regretted it more for everything you can think of and a lot more. First, as far as he was concerned, the actual process of air-to-air was nothing but drudgery. The guy who said he was going to do it for free, he did it for free, but he had no air-to-air experience. He had no real aviation experience. He wanted to gain that experience at the expense of the plane owner. And the expenses, of course, you might think of gas and all that stuff, but it's the camera body that swung over and hit the photo platform airship and put a little ding and scratch the paint. That's the kind of expense that, you know, when you ask your friend to fly someone to take pictures, that's like egg all over your face kind of expense. So there's that. There was the concern of safety in the air because the guy really didn't know how to do anything. And then the photographic results were, well, as he said, crap. Now, the whole thing was, it was free. And I've told people for a long time that free has no value. But from the photographer's point of view, that free, you know, was experience. And he where to do it. And the bottom line, as far as I am concerned, is this pilot, just another one on the checklist of pilots who has a bad opinion of photographers because lack of professionalism. So free is not a business plan. Example A. Example B. Another guy out there. Again, photographer said, I do it for free. And everything went pretty well until it came to the time of the photographs. Now, the photograph quality was mediocre, he said. It was what you expect for somebody who did free. Now, when someone says, yeah, the quality is what I expected for free, what's it tell you about what people think free quality is? Kind of sucky. Do you want to be on that moniker? Do you want to be with that tagline? Okay, yeah, I don't. But more importantly is that once the pictures were in the can, the free didn't become free anymore. You know, the guy gave him a print. But that was it. One print. So the guy spent at least $400 or $500 in gasoline and he gets one print. And he said, you know, I should have hired you. You know, I would have felt good about the money I spent. I would have gotten a lot of photographs and your reputation, you give more than one print, which is true. Okay. There's a reason why I'm an Epson printer. I print a lot. So number two, free is not a business plan. Example number three, there's a guy, a photographer came up to me, talked to me. He said, yeah, I've been trying to get exposure, trying to get broken into the business. So a magazine asked me for photographs and asked me my rate. And I said, I don't really know. And they said, well, would you do, you know, we're going to give you lots of exposure. So how about just letting us have the images for free? And the photographer said, oh, I get exposure. I get exposure. People are going to see my picture. So he did it. What happened? The magazine went out of business. So, you know, I guess you could say no harm, no foul. But then again, it comes back to if a magazine needs your photographs for free, is that a client you want to cultivate as a photographer? You want free? I mean, just think of the expense of the camera gear. So example number three, free is not a business plan. Now, as you might tell from my voice, I'm a little agitated, a little excited, and really disappointed. And what is this free stuff? I mean, seriously, I'm not sure I understand how this works. Now, the idea that, let's say, for example, you're going to get experience from it. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. It sounds great. And if you did, I guess, I don't know, 10 or 20 for free, the experience might mount up to something that's viable, but that's a lot to do, right? To get experience. And I don't, it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Not from a business plan, not from a photographic plan, and no plan. Give us your photographs, you'll get a great exposure. I hate to tell you, but you can't take exposure to the market and buy groceries or fill up your gas tank or buy camera gear. I don't know of anybody who takes exposure in the place of money. I mean, look at Bitcoin. It ain't working so well. So how do you think exposure is going to do? So this whole mindset boggles my mind. Now, I'm anything but free. And I personally never take it, wrong when someone says, yeah, I can't afford you. It's like, well, okay. As a business person, as a photographer, that tells me a lot. I mean, when people are ready to put out the money, they're serious. And I hate to use money as a means of determining that, but I don't know if you have had this experience, but there's a lot of flakes out there. And flakes tend to hike things for free. How about magazines that want stuff for free? I just touched on it, but is that a magazine you want to cultivate as a business partner, as a client, when they're paying things for free? And I'm here to tell you, if you do that and you give your images away for free, man, you need to do some homework. You need to go look at a couple court cases back in the 70s that, didn't go so well for some photographers who gave their image away for free and all of a sudden, wow, rise the images. People are so busy worrying about copyrighting their images and sending them in, they don't even know the basic laws that were two major court cases in the 70s that pretty much says, free, not really a good business plan. Yeah, I am worked up on this because more important to me, and nothing personal, but I didn't really care about the photographers in these scenarios. I cared about the pilots. I cared about their aircraft. Flying can be risky. So doing it for free for someone who doesn't deliver, wow. And then not to be able to deliver, wow. Now, for someone like myself, understand this point of view. When photographers do it for free, okay, it's just a big open wide door for me to walk through and come out smelling like roses. And that's the thing I guess I don't really understand. If you're trying to undercut myself or anybody else who's charging by doing it for free, you're actually not undercutting us because someone like myself and my peers who've been doing it for so long know that when someone has been burnt by somebody who did it for free, we have the door wide open and to still make money and make money for a whole lot longer because they've got this disaster for free and this incredible, rewarding, marvelous thing that they paid for. And there's something about money that has a value. And that value, when it's hanging on someone's wall like a pilot and they look at their aircraft and go, oh, yeah, and they just look at it, They can't help but forget you. I mean, or they can't help but to remember you. They'll never forget you because your artwork is on their wall. They're always going to remember that beautiful moment and the rewards that came from it. And then there's free with nothing. And believe me, they remember that as well. So, you know, I can't emphasize enough that free is not a business plan. But there's going to be someone out there going, well, gee, Moose, I'm trying to break into this. How do I do it? How do I compete? First of all, stop trying to compete. That's stupid, okay? The only person you should be competing with is yourself, period. Let's emphasize that. The only one you should be competing with is yourself, and that's to do better today than you did yesterday. Number two, whoever said that free was a competition? Really? I mean, hey, you want to win the free competition? It's all yours. I capitulate right now. Free, you win, okay? Now, if you want to get past that and you want to be a business person, okay, then you start, and I would, hey, it's a blatant plug, I get the book Takeoff. Yeah, that's my book. And that lays it all out there, how you go and you start shooting at air shows where you have minimal expense. Can't say no expense. There is no free lunch, as they say. But you have minimal expense, and you start honing your skills long before you take on a project. You learn about light and shape and textures and working with people. So then when you start to get that air-to-air, you got a somewhat of a portfolio. You have somewhat experience. You have some of the tools. You go out and you charge for some of what you have. Can you get the same day rate as I can? Not in the beginning, but I have no doubt with time you can go flying past me. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how it is meant to be in business, okay? But I don't know about you folks, but once you charge for free, how do you start charging more money later? Think about it that way. Now, when you look at editorial pay rates, in other words, how much a magazine pays for a quarter page, half page, full page, double truck, whatever happens to be, since those rates have not increased since 1980, that's right, over 30 years, and those rates have not increased, how are you going to go from free to then asking for money? I mean, what kind of respect is that client having for you, first of all, to ask for free, and then going to have for you when you say, yeah, I want money? What's that client going to do? They're going to go to the next dork who charges free, okay, and then leave you in the dust. I mean, there isn't anywhere, any way, any sense that I can look at this thing called free as a successful business plan. Yet, it continues. So my frustration comes from the fact that, you know, when I meet a new client and they said, well, I work with so-and-so and he didn't charge me anything, I have to say as nicely as I can, which, as you might guess, bull in the china shop Moose, is like, really? You expected some great quality for free? And then you were surprised you didn't get it, and now you're surprised I'm going to charge you money? So two things here. One, you either didn't learn the lesson the first time. So two, I don't know if I want you for a client. And when I said that to one person, he's like, wow, so free works both ways? I said, it sure does. If I have a client who wants it for free, I don't really think much of the client either because they don't have any value for me. My work, my talents, my time in the business. And so right off the bat, the relationship isn't going to be long-lasting. So I just wanted to kind of get on my soapbox and say that free is not a business plan. Well, it has come around to August. Summer is flying by. Our meadow is no longer in full bloom. Hummingbirds are starting to get scarcer, I can see, from the feeder levels. So it's time just to relax, enjoy the end of summer, and just keep working on projects. Hope you do the same. And remember to make every click your story.